Thought a really good team win tonight. Road win, division game, tough opponent. But I thought it was a really good team win. I thought illustrated by the special teams. They were the ones that really set it off, forcing the fumble right there after they went down to score. Then defensively, scoring on defense, I thought it was a great moment for Deion Jones right here back at home and getting a chance to take it in the end zone. Nice tip ball by Poole. And then offensively, I thought they really attacked tonight. It was more true with the running backs. I think they totaled somewhere near 300 yards, had about four touchdowns between them. So in the run game, in the pass game, they were a real factor. So pleased with a team win. We've got lots of work to do. On a lot of spots, but we're just getting started, only in our third game of this year. So we got a lot of area to improve, specifically on defense in some spots, and that's where our focus will be. But very good team win on the road against a good division team. So we're pleased with the guys. And with that, I'll open it up to you guys.
Yeah, Coach, could you give us a little background on the Unity Circle you all participated in?
Yeah, I thought it was a cool moment for the teams. Here's two arch rival teams coming together, knowing they're trying to create some meaningful change, and I thought what a good opportunity for those guys to show that and demonstrate that together. I was really proud of them.
And the running backs, how did the offensive line help them up front? Like, you had a lot of holes to go through.
That's certainly the factor. And, after our first game, we didn't run it as well as we wanted to, and we ran it better when we went out to Oakland. We knew it was going to be a good line of scrimmage game again. But it really starts up front, the communication. We knew this crowd here was going to be into it, and they certainly were. So that was going to be a real point of emphasis for us offensively. Could we work at the line of scrimmage, make the calls in no huddle, out of no huddle, at the line of scrimmage? The offensive line in particular did a good job. I was also pleased with the ball. For us, finishing in the positive, how important that is for us. And last year we did not do that. Yeah, that was really the one that kind of got us going. We had a tough drive on the first one, had to punt, go down. And those are the moments when somebody can set it off like that. You never know who it's going to be, but I thought that was a really big turning point early in the game for us.
Your offense, I think, scored five straight touchdowns on five straight possessions at one point. I mean, what's that like to watch? And it seems like you're sort of achieving a level even greater than last week.
We wanted to really be aggressive, and we wanted to make sure whether it was fourth down attempts to convert. We wanted to make sure in every way we wanted to stay aggressive and keep attacking. The mix of, the run and the pass and how to feature the guys, I thought was a very nice job by the team. Knowing there was going to be certain things there for us, how were they going to try to play towards Julio in terms of coverage? Sometimes that goes that way. So sometimes you have to wait into the game to get some of the looks, but I was pleased with their ability to keep converting. We didn't get into a lot of long third downs tonight.
I know the Saints were pretty beat up on defense,
yep.
But
I think the times when it's run, when it's passed, when the play action comes in, and that's where the neutralizer is on first and second down. When it's the play action, I want to step up for the run, and now here comes the routes behind you, or when you're sitting back and you can go. And I thought New Orleans offense did some of that to us as well early on where we had some of that. So it was definitely a factor in the game for sure.
And then can you describe the emotions on the sideline after Deion Jones took his?
Yeah, I think everybody was just so excited for him. Tonight he had a special message on his cleats. That was very personal to him about growing up here and what happened for him 10 years ago. So the guys who are the young guys who are showing the veterans, you can count on me. You can know I can make the plays. I think Poole is one and Goodwin's one. I know he's not a rookie, but he's kind of a rookie. He hadn't played. So the guys who demonstrate they can show up and make plays, everybody was really pumped for him.
Did he tell you early in the week that he wanted to do that? Or had you?
No, I did not know he was doing that. Yeah, so I just saw it for the first time tonight. I thought it was a step forward, and I thought we had some hits, which was important. I think we only got them down twice, but the hits were there. So I said early on, this is going to be a work in progress, and we're not there where we're going to be. But I thought it was good to see Dwight come alive. I thought Claiborne had some good rushes as well, Beasley as well. So for those guys, when it turns into a passing game, then we can kind of play like we want to. So we're not there yet, for sure, in that area, but we're improving. It was, and we knew we wanted to keep attacking. And, sometimes those can be at no huddle. Sometimes those can be easier decisions when they're not long ones. So we had some opportunities we felt. We have all the faith in Matt to kick it, but we thought here's some good opportunities for us to keep attacking. And we know in the red zone if we get in, we need to score touchdowns. So it was good to see our offense do that tonight.
Sorry if you already asked this, but I'm sure when you look at the stat sheet, you saw that Julio did not have a catch in the first half, but you still had that many points. chance? I mean, it kind of shocked you, or you're like, wow, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of it until I looked at it, and he's such a factor in what we do. So for him not to, that I would imagine some, you know, more covers than I thought even went towards his way.
And then Matt said in the preseason, 30 points a game is something that you guys can do. Do you look at it that way?
I don't at all. I don't at all, and I recognize him. He's an aggressive guy and wants that, but very few teams do that, and we're just getting going, Vaughn. So to me, can we keep attacking? And here's the next game coming up against another tough division team, so I'll try not to look too far down the road. Those are those type of statistics are best used postseason.
Can you say anything about what happened to
him? He hurt his shoulder tonight, and he was held out for the second half. I don't know much past that. I spoke to him in the locker room briefly, but I don't have an update on how long or type of injury. Other than that, we thought he was going to have a chance to go back, and then we held him. So I don't know the severity of it, and I'll know more tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, I wasn't told anything about that. Hope I didn't hit it.